5 years ago, when you watched, you turn on television on Sunday morning and virtually every day of the week, you could hear the thundering preaching of men like D. James Kennedy, who never equivocated on right and wrong and moral issues. Dr. Jerry Falwell, same message, unequivocating. Our good friend, Dr. Adrian Rogers.
Oh, my. Member of our board.
So clear in his message. But now when you turn on the national TV preachers, you're hearing this message of, I'm okay, you're okay, we're okay, they're okay, and it's okay when it's not. Where are the voices of those prophetic men?
Pat Robertson had an open heart surgery in the last week or 10 days. If you just look at the conservative leaders within the Christian church that came up about the same time, I was one of them, Chuck Swindoll, Chuck Colson, Dr. Rogers, Marlon Maddox, Pat Robertson, as you mentioned, Jim Kennedy, they all came to national prominence at pretty much the same time. And that whole class is like a class of tennis players that all come on the world scene at once. They're passing. I'm glad I'm still alive apparently healthy, but I'm just one of a remaining few from that class. Now, there are other people coming up. You have come along behind me. You're younger than I am, and others I'm grateful for. But somebody has to step up, and if we don't, then we're going to forget or lose the emphasis on prayer and biblical teaching as it relates to the culture.